You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio. Visionary UK hosts a monthly tech forum which provides opportunity for peer support, problem solving and sharing new ideas. And the Kirklees Visually Impaired Network helps to organise and run these sessions. And I'm joined by two of their members, David Quamby and Mark Owen, and the CEO of Visionary UK, Fiona Stanford. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us, really.
So, first of all, Fiona, can you tell us a little bit about Visionary UK and about the different monthly forums that you hold?
I can, yeah. So, Visionary is the membership organisation for the sight loss sector across the UK, and we have members from all parts of the UK. We also engage with our UK-wide partners, people like RNIB, Guide Dogs, Thomas Pocklington Trust, Blind Vets UK, and the condition-specific organisations. So as you rightly say, Ellie, we run a wide range of forums for our members and partners to attend. We have fundraisers, we have children and young people, we have rehab, we have chief execs, we have trustees, and one of the most popular forums that we deliver is the tech forum, which, as you quite rightly pointed out, is facilitated and hosted by the fantastic David and Mark. There's a really wide range of attendees come along to that. It's really popular. And it's one of the best things that I think we offer out to our Visionary members.
What do you think makes them so popular, Mark?
I think the key thing is it gives an opportunity for people from across the Visionary network to come together to support each other. So if we think about a scenario, you might be working within a local sight loss charity, either as a volunteer or as a member of a staff team supporting people out there in your local community with tech. And you know, as we know, it's such a fast-moving area of development. It's really hard to keep yourself up to date with what's going on and the ways in which tech can be used to help your members and service users. So what we do by coming together on a monthly basis, we're able to provide that support for those professionals who are working out there in the field. So we can discuss the issues that we face and the different solutions that we find to those issues and give each other some really practical support, because otherwise, you don't want to keep just sort of reinventing the wheel on your own when you can go to someone who might already have the answer to the question that you're asking. And there are lots of different ways in which we do that, which we'll talk about as we go on.
And you talk about the fact that you come together and you can work together to find solutions for different problems. It's not like you go into a group and there's somebody lecturing you about how to work this specific piece of technology. It's a collaborative effort to try and combat some of the different issues that people in the group are having. Do you find that that works quite well, David, that system?
It does indeed. Because if I don't know the answer to it, someone within the group may know the answer to the issues. And it's just sharing that and building up from that. So it's that ability to be able to do that on a regular basis. And to complement the tech forum, we operate and facilitate a WhatsApp group, so people can just put a message in and someone else within the group, if they know the answer, can respond to that very quickly. So it's an ongoing support.
And like you said a little bit earlier, Mark, tech moves so quickly. If you're not paying attention, things can just completely change. And the fact that you've got these every month and with the WhatsApp group, David, it means that when something new does come out, you can work together and figure out how it works as a group.
Very much so. I mean, the key thing is that what we all want to do as sight loss organisations is help reduce the digital exclusion that people with sight loss face. We're all about helping people use the technology that's going to help improve daily lives.
So some research just out by Emma Edwards on behalf of the organisations basically says that twice as many people with sight loss are digitally excluded than the general public. So, it is important that we get visually impaired people, people losing their eyesight, to be able to use the technology, as they can benefit disproportionately from that technology because of all the various things it can do in terms of allowing you to access information, services, products, and to be able to continue to do things that you want to be able to do despite losing your eyesight.
I was going to ask Fiona, why is it so important that these sessions are available? But I think David's just answered that question quite succinctly. Why is it important, do you think, for Visionary UK and for Kirklees Visually Impaired Network that these sessions are open to anybody?
So the sessions are open to any of the Visionary members to come along to, Ellie. And what you've heard here is peer support, and that's very much what Visionary is about. So what we want to do is allow where local organisations are doing something fantastic, like Kirklees are, then that can be shared across the country, and people don't have to reinvent the wheel. They can just copy the good practice that's out there already. And having online forums for tech and all of the other ones that we do offers people, it just takes an hour maximum out of the day. They can come together, they can join that WhatsApp group, they can just upskill themselves and learn what makes a positive difference to blind and partially sighted people. And then they go back to their own organisations and they deliver that locally, and that makes such a huge difference to communities.
It's like a big spider's web. So it starts here, and then somebody, you know, organisations can learn off of you, and then they can pass the information on to their members. It's a really, like, positive way of working.
Yeah.
You mentioned some
tapestry.
It's
a tapestry, a patchwork thing. Everything all joins together, and everybody, there's all different shapes and sizes and patterns within the organisations, because every one of them are different. But what they are all doing is working on the ground in their own communities, making a big difference to blind and partially sighted people locally.
Absolutely. You mentioned there some of the other forums that you hold. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about some of the other ones that we can look forward to over the next sort of month or so?
Sure. So we run a fundraisers forum, which is really popular as well. So that's anyone involved with fundraising in the local sight loss sector can come along. And they're all very similar. They're just sharing ideas, coming together, looking for collaborative opportunities, that kind of thing. We also have a lived experience network, Ellie, which is of huge interest to a lot of people who are themselves blind and partially sighted, who are working in the sight loss sector. And that's something that's really growing and becoming very popular. We have a regular Tuesday morning session, which I do for chief execs of any local sight loss organisation. We also have a trustees forum. We have a forum for anybody working with children and young people. And we have a forum for rehab officers that work within the sight loss sector. So lots of variety. We hope there's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Fantastic work that you're doing, Fiona. I'm Mark and David. Where can we find out more about this tech forum and all the other things that you're doing and find out a little bit more?
So if you have a look at our website, which is visionary.org.uk, you can find information on everything that we do there.
Great stuff. Well, thank you all so much for joining me.
Pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.